Mountain biker fined over $1,000 for driving to exercise during coronavirus lockdown. By Dylan Gwynn on April 8, 2020. A mountain biker in Australia has been fined $1,000 for driving his bike to a park to go for a ride. The police officer who issued the fine said that the man had violated coronavirus safety restrictions. Pat Reardon of Melbourne, Australia, loaded his bike onto his car and was on his way to the park. However, after only a brief time on the road, an officer pulled him over and began questioning him. "I had my bike in the back of my car. I was on my own. I was just headed off to the trail to have a ride and do some exercise," Reardon told The Age. The policeman said it was a routine stop and asked what I was doing today. My answer was, "I'm going mountain biking alone. I didn't think I was in the wrong at all." As The Age reports, Mr. Reardon was fined $1,652 for unnecessary travel. The infringement notice stated it was owing to traveling from Bond Beach to Red Hill to bike ride, despite exercise being one of four permitted reasons to leave home in Victoria. "The police officer said you shouldn't be leaving your home unless it's for work," Reardon said. "If you want to exercise, you should do a run around your local area. It certainly seems odd that there would be a rule against directly commuting to a location to do solo exercise." Indeed, the police rescinded the fine against Reardon, The Age reported. Deputy Police Commissioner Braddon attempted to clarify the coronavirus travel restrictions by saying that officers should adopt a common-sense approach to regulating travel. For example, saying that officers should shift their focus to deliberate, obvious and blatant violations, such as large parties. Reardon, despite his unfortunate brush with the law, believes the restrictions are doing a great job in helping to stop the spread of the coronavirus. "I just don't want to see other people getting the same fine as me, thinking they are within their rights to be driving to do their exercise," Reardon said. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMightyGwynn.